Allison Volgamore is president and CEO of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Thank you very much for speaking with me about the festival. This is kind of a big deal for the kids, and the Philadelphia Orchestra is integral to this. Why did you decide to do this?
These are the kind of days we actually long for, where we can look back in time when this was us, whether we're musicians or staff or our audiences, and remember that collective music making and gathering in the name of being able to be on a stage, make a presentation of your work, is an incredibly exciting thing to do. So we were pleased to be able to bring them to Verizon this year.
I know you do other things like this, but would you get involved again?
Last year we attended. This year we're able to host. We'd love to continue to host if that can work. But I think all of these ensembles we know. We work with some of them off stage in our work. We're not only giving concerts. So for us, this is kind of like a calling of the tribes all here to the hall to be able to work together, which is magical.
And this is the third time they've done this. And I don't think before this that there was really a gathering of all the organizations, you know, the old ones, the established ones, as well as the new ones in Philadelphia.
I believe that Philadelphia has, collectively, perhaps the largest concentration of musicians in the country. With the Settlement School and Curtis and the orchestra, all of the groups that we hear today come together as one. I think we're unique in this country, and today is about celebrating how many people love to make music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.